let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The contemporary romance novel Stronger With You from Carol Ann Isofano is the story of a young woman living with cerebral palsy who endures an event in her life and finds love and a lover that holds her up and finds that he needs her as much as she needs him. Carol has been writing her whole life, a journal writer for a long time, still keeps a journal. On a rainy summer day in South Florida, she took a book of names that her mom had kept and picked random names, and her passion for writing took off. She is disabled and has cerebral palsy, and Carol creates novels around girls that have cerebral palsy and have everything that they want. She has read many novels, loves to read, and wanted to create stories that are about strong women who are disabled. She created what she wanted to read. Carol Ann Isofano, author of Stronger With You, is our guest on This Week in America. Carol, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
What a really well-done novel you've written. The story is receiving excellent reviews. The title is Stronger With You. Talk about how you came up with that title. What's the meaning?
Well, the meaning behind it is that they're two individuals who need each other, but they're who are themselves, but they find strength together with the passion that they share between the two of them and the love that they have for each other.
You know, it's interesting how that develops, and we'll touch on that during the course of the program. The book is available at the usual places. We'll send you to Amazon, and we've got the link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is Stronger With You. How long have you been writing? I mentioned at an early age, you really took interest in this at a young age, didn't you?
I did. I've been writing since I'm 14 years old.
That's an amazing, at that age. What was it about writing and creating this world where you, well, you create a world. You've got the characters, you've got the world they're living in. What was it that fascinated you so much about being an author, about writing these stories?
I was always good at writing. There was something that I couldn't go and play soccer like my brother or be athletic. So I found a passion that I was good at, something that I liked to do, and it kept me busy. And my aunt, actually, when I was 7 years old, gave me a Dear Diary with a cat on the front of it. And it was like a little 6x6 book, and I filled it up each page, Dear Diary, whatever, you know, the chaos was of the day. And I filled the book up within like 3 days. So then I went to the store with my dad, and he took me to a bookstore, and I got lost in the bookstore, and he found me in the aisle with all the journals. And he's like, just pick one. So I did. So I've always been a writer, since I was very little. And then when I was 14, it was a rainy day. I think it was hurricane season. And I just gave my problems that I was having to other people, and then I felt better. So that's how my love for writing developed.
You've created some really strong characters, and we'll talk about those in a second, but people are probably listening and thinking, you know, I've always thought it would be fun to be a writer. I think I've got some skill. I think I could do that. What advice would you give a new writer?
If you think you have the skill, just write. I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect. Don't worry about punctuation. Don't worry about how you want to develop anything. Just write it. If it's creating an outline, create an outline if that's how you want to stick to a structure. Just write for writing. Just that's what I do. So.
With us on the program is Carol Ann Isofano. She is the author of Stronger With You, a contemporary romance novel, getting excellent reviews. The book's available at Amazon, Stronger With You. If you're looking for the spelling, Isofano is I-A-C-I-O-F-A-N-O. We'll have all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you're writing, what comes first? Do you develop the plot and then bring characters in, or do you have some of these strong characters in mind, and then you write the story around the characters?
I write the story as they come. I pick names for them, and then I just see where they develop. So whatever storyline seems to come in the way that I picture their names in my head, that's the way that I write it. So I don't have a structure. I don't do outlines.
Interesting.
I don't I don't do titles until the very end. So I just find out like where they lead me. So.
You know, it's interesting. I keep reading that all of the experts say an outline is really helpful. You get the outline together, you go back, you fill it in with dialogue, and you know where the story's going. Yet most of the authors I talk to don't do it that way, and they're very successful, like you are, by just sort of, you know, doing it, letting the story develop itself. And is that how this works for you? You've got your plot, you've got sort of your characters, and then you sort of see where they're taking you with the story.
Yeah, They just kind of develop themselves. I feel most comfortable if I have an outline. I usually steer far from it. So and then I go back and I'm like, oh well, that didn't work. So I don't do outlines. But I just let them like create themselves, and I don't have a start or a finish, like chapter line or anything like that. I have a general that I like to keep it to like 10 to 15 pages per chapter and try to stick with, that's my format. So
do you ever surprise yourself when it's over, you go back and read it and go, I didn't see that coming. I really hadn't planned that. And this is the direction it's going.
A lot more than I don't.
That's interesting. I said you like to read books that you would write yourself, and it's interesting because, or the books that you would like to read, and it's sort of like you're almost a passenger in this journey as you're writing the book and seeing where the author, Carol, the author, is going to take Carol, the reader of the book. Carol Ann Isofano is our guest. The book is Stronger With You. Once you get all this together, well, let's go back, and I think you might have touched on that. Do you start with the title, Stronger With You? Was that the working title when you started this project, or did that evolve as you were telling the story?
It comes like just before I write the words at the end is when I come up with the title for it. And Stronger With You was just a reoccurring theme that happened by accident in the book. So that was like, oh, okay, I think I just found my title. So that's how it developed. That's how this one developed.
And that really tells the story in three words. The book is Stronger With You, Carol Ann Isofano. That's Isofano. The book Stronger With You. You can Google that. And we've got all this information, of course, on the website. The book touches a number of emotions, as your books do. Was there a first book that touched you, maybe made you cry as you were reading the book and had that type of relationship with the author and the book?
The first book that I remember that made me cry, is sadly out of publication, but it was called Adorable Sunday. I read it when I was in elementary school, and it was my favorite book. I don't know why it was my favorite book. I kept reading it over and over, and I just felt like so emotionally attached to the characters in the book. And it was about a young girl and her mother, and there was a sequence of bad events that happened, and it just made me stop crying. And I remember my mom and dad saying, why do you keep getting this? Why do you keep checking this book out? Why? What's with this book? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just addicted to it. So I think that was my first book that truly made me cry.
You've written other books. When you write a book, for example, Stronger With You, is this a book that stands on its own, or do you try to build a body of work with the connections between the books that you've written?
No, it stands completely on its own. I do have the underlining theme that my main characters are women who are disabled like myself, who have cerebral palsy. So that's the only tie between them, but they are completely stand on their own books.
Tell me about your writing process. Is there a particular time of day? Is there a particular room that you use? Is there music that you listen to while you're writing?
The louder, the better. The more chaos. I have two dogs. I have a cat. So every time I live with my mom and my twin sister. So anytime there's like just chaos going on and it's loud and the television is showing something, there's always, the TV's always on. I can write at 4 o'clock in the morning. I could write all day long. There's no specific times. I just, whenever it comes to me, my best thoughts usually come when I'm in the shower. And I'm like, oh, wait, I got to write that down. So I have all of those. I have my phone usually on my wheelchair, and I'll open the door, dry my hand, and like type real quick and like just abbreviate stuff that I want to put into a story. So
we get a lot of quick showers that way as you're trying to remember what you, that's usually the way that happens. Or you're asleep at night, you wake up and you don't have a pen by the, you know, on the bedstand. So you're trying to figure out where you're going to write all of this down. Let's talk about the development of characters. Jessica, for example, the main character in Stronger With You. Give me a little background on her. And is that a reflection of you, of anybody you know? How did you develop Jessica?
So Jessica is a reflection of something that happened to me. It wasn't to the extent I did dramatize an event that happened to me with a stalker. So that actually happened. I made hers extremely worse, her condition with it. But yeah, that's what she endured. And then she tried pulling herself out of it. And then she found that she needed help, assistance to really like get to the bottom of it.
And it's interesting how the story evolves and the people, Trick Sullivan, David Bell, the people and her father that come in and are instrumental in telling the story. The book is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Stronger With You, Carol Ann Isofano is the author and our guest on the program. What are you working on now? I'm assuming you've got several books probably in your mind you're working on.
I actually, when I submitted Stronger With You to the publishing company, the next day I started writing a new novel, and I'm almost done with it. I need to finish. I need to write the last chapter, but it's developed pretty fast, within like three months. So I'll tie that up and then work on getting that one published as well.
How long does it take you from the time that you decide, okay, this is the sort of the skeleton outline here in my mind, I'm going to write this story. How long does it take you from the time you begin that process to you feel like, okay, I'm sending this to the publisher now?
3 months, 3 to 4 months is my timeline. And I don't know why that's it, but that's what works best for me. So I had a book published before and I wrote that one in 3 months as well, so I submitted it like right away, and I did the same thing with this one.
Well, hopefully when you submit it and it's published, we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. I mentioned the strong character, Jessica. What's it like now? Are you leaving her behind, or are you thinking maybe Jessica will come back in another story?
Jessica will not come back in another story. Well, she might. She might come up in another story down the road. But usually when I'm done with them, I leave them. It's kind of interesting that one of the characters who had a very small part in Jessica's story is my main character for my male main character for my new story. So
well, that's interesting.
Which usually never happens. That doesn't work for me, but it did for this one.
As you were writing that story and had this character develop in this story, Stronger With You, did you, in the back of your mind, was there a thought that, you know, maybe I could resurrect this guy and give him a little bigger role in another novel?
I did not expect it. He comes at the end of the novel. So, and then I actually gave him a characteristic of a tattoo, and he's a baseball player, and that stuck in my head, like, okay, that's my next male character. So
it's interesting how those stories develop. We mentioned before you could write just about anywhere. With chaos going on, then Carol's going to be working on a story. How difficult is it at the end of the day, like, to shut it off? So it's when it really is coming at you and the story's developing in your mind and it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're thinking, okay, I've got to turn this off now. Is it difficult once you really get in the in the groove to shut it down?
It is. It really is, because I don't want to forget where I'm going with
yes.
it. Sometimes when you turn it all off, it's like when you go sit back down to type and work on it, it just develops. It goes somewhere else and unintentionally. And so I try to keep, like, if I'm writing a chapter, I try to write the entire chapter in one sitting. So it doesn't always happen that way, because sometimes chapters come at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, you know,
you can't spend all, you know, I'd like to stay up all night, but realistically that's not going to happen.
Who are some of the authors that you admire when you're reading and you're enjoying their stories and thinking, boy, I love this person. They're really inspiring me with the way they're telling a story.
There have been so many, but honestly, Johanna Lindsay was my ultimate favorite author. And unfortunately, we lost her last year. She passed away last year, and I was very sad by her passing. But she is my favorite author. My mom used to read her novels when I was little, and her one book, Angel, was the first book that I remember I was allowed to read. And I was 14 years old, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is my favorite book. So it's one that I revisit. So she's my favorite. I love Danielle Steele. I read a lot of women writers, and I like their strong characters. I like their, you know, women who create strong women characters are usually my favorite.
Couple minutes left. What's this like now that, I mean, this all started with the journal at a young age, 14, you started writing. What's it like being a published author? Like when you get the book that's published, the first book comes to you, you open up the box and there's your book in there with your name on it and your story is being told. What's this whole experience been like for you?
It's so exciting. I always say to joke around with my sister, we both are in wheelchairs. We both have cerebral palsy. And I always say to her that my inner child just passed out on the floor. she couldn't contain herself. it was so exciting. It really is. I tell everybody, I have an older brother, and I gave him my book for his birthday, signed book for his birthday. And he said that he's going to enjoy it, you know, forever. So it's just very moving. I'm moved by people who are supportive of my writing.
Well, you do such an excellent job, a great storyteller, a great developer of plots and characters. The book we're talking about, Stronger With You, by our guest on the program, Carol Ann Isofano, that's Isofano, book available at Amazon, the usual places. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all the information and a direct link to Amazon to be able to get information and order the book, a contemporary romance novel that's receiving excellent reviews, Stronger With You. Carol, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. Congratulations on your success. Best of luck on future writings. And thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It has been a pleasure. Carol Ann Isofano, the book is Stronger With You. You'll find it at Amazon. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.